It's the WP Minute. This episode is brought to you by Master WP, an underrepresented in tech. Master WP is your source for independent insights and education for WordPress professionals. Subscribe to the free weekly newsletter at masterwp.com. The Underrepresented in Tech database matches underrepresented folks with opportunities, jobs, and community. It's all about ending underrepresentation in tech. If you're hiring, check out the free database at underrepresentedintech.com. Find a new Slack to gather with other WordPress professionals and talk the news at buymeacoffee.com/MattReport. Join the show or support us with a membership. You know how it goes. Everything I mention here will be linked up in the newsletter and the blog post. Check out the WPMinute.com for the links. A little bit of a different flavor today. Not only is it Friday, but I switched up a little bit of the cadence. Here we go with the most impactful headlines for your WordPress week. Adobe set to acquire Figma. If you're a designer or UI specialist in the WordPress world, chances are you already know about the Adobe and Figma deal. A $20 billion with a B dollar deal in cash and stock, 40 times Figma revenue, shocked us and launched more memes, probably using Photoshop, than we've seen in the tech space since, about 4 months ago. However, 4 years ago, Figma donated an organizational membership to WordPress.org. Will you continue to use Figma? Tweet at us, at the WP Minute. In Mullenweg's recent WordCamp US address, he snuck in the mention of Automattic's new cloud service, WP.cloud. It looks to be infrastructure for cloud providers wanting to serve up some WordPress hosting, leveraging .com's sprawling CDN and other technologies. Products like Jetpack already use .com CDN as part of their services, as I'm sure products like VideoPress do as well. I reached out to Jesse Friedman, who leads the WP.cloud initiative, for an interview. Here's a sneak peek of that, which airs next week. Make sure you subscribe to the WP Minute so you don't miss it.
WP Cloud is a PaaS, or Platform as a Service, version of the Automattic infrastructure built by WordPress experts for WordPress experts. More specifically, WP Cloud is how hosting companies can leverage a WordPress-first cloud platform to service their highest trafficked websites.
Hosting news continues with the WP Engine jumping into the WordPress flavor hosting with a new WooCommerce offering, while SiteGround surprised us with their easy digital download specialty hosting. Next up, Michelle Frechette with the Community Minute and Amber Hines with the Accessibility Minute.
Hi, it's Michelle Frechette with your WordPress Community Minute. It's been almost 2 weeks since WordCamp US, and I continue to reflect on my and others' experiences there. Ultimately, it was an amazing time. I got to see people I hadn't seen in person in years, and I got to see people in person I'd only ever seen on a screen before. I loved it. But if you've seen my tweets and my posts recently, you also know that it was a bit of an accessibility nightmare for me as someone who uses a mobility device. The response to the noise I've made has been overwhelmingly positive. But I don't want the attention we give to issues that some of us in the community encounter to fade away. So here's your reminder. The WordPress community is a community for all WordPress users, not just the ones that are most convenient, have the biggest platforms or followings, are the nicest or most fun, or in any other way influential. Remember to be inclusive of everyone. Underrepresented WordPress users have just as much to offer as anyone else. And you might find their perspectives anywhere on the scale from refreshing to downright eye-opening. So next time you have an opportunity to interact with, or more importantly, to include, someone from an underrepresented group, lean in, make friends, and learn from one another. You never know how much better our community can be when we include everyone.
Hi, this is Amber Hines from Equalize Digital, and this is your WordPress Accessibility Minute. In celebration of Deaf Awareness Month, we're talking about how to make your website accessible to people who are deaf and hard of hearing. In a previous segment, I covered the importance of having accurate captions on your videos. The second way you can ensure accessibility for the deaf community is to include transcripts. Transcripts are written text of spoken audio and important sounds. You most frequently see transcripts published with podcast episodes. In fact, if you go to the WP Minute webpage for this episode, you can see an example of a transcript for what you're hearing right now. Transcripts allow people who can't listen to audio, whether they can't hear, don't have speakers attached to their desktop computer, which is more common than you might think, or are sitting in a public space and forgot their headphones. No matter what, transcripts allow people to still have access to the content. Most of us know that podcasts and other audio files need transcripts. But here's something you might not realize. videos. Even captioned videos need transcripts too. People who are deafblind can't read captions on videos because they can't see them. If you have videos on your website and want to allow the video content to be easily translatable into a refreshable Braille display so that deafblind people can access your videos too, you need a transcript. Transcripts should be positioned immediately after the video or audio file under a heading of transcript so that it is easy for people to find them. You can put them into an accordion if you don't want them visible on the page, as long as your accordion can be opened and closed with a keyboard only, no mouse required. It's also acceptable to place a link to a transcript on another page as long as that link is clearly labeled, something like read transcript for episode 123. Generally though, I recommend that transcripts live on the same page as your audio and video content. Here's why. Transcripts make the user experience better for everyone. They allow listeners or watchers and you to more easily refer back to a snippet from the middle of an episode because having all the text on the page makes your content searchable. Along those same lines, providing full transcripts on the page with your podcast episodes or videos will increase the keywords on the page and help your content rank better in search engines. With how competitive the SEO game is, adding a transcript is an easy way to get ahead. This Deaf Awareness Month, think about the content on your website or social media channels. Are you providing captions and transcripts? If not, now is the time to start. Thanks for listening, and feel free to reach out if you have any questions about this WordPress Accessibility Minute or how you can make your website more accessible.
Links you shouldn't miss. There's a handful of other links you shouldn't miss this week. These links should help you stay informed around the moving and shaking of WordPress. Matt Mullenweg's WordCamp US address. This is a direct recording of his live stream session. If you missed it or want to hear the audience Q&A round, click in the show notes to tune in. Why WordPress and Wix will always be worlds apart. The WP Minute's Eric Karkovac breaks down a detailed comparison on how much WordPress and Wix differ, or do they? Help test WordPress 6.1. The WordPress 6.1 beta is out. Remember, don't complain, explain your issues by testing the latest version before it's released. And from the grab bag, some of these links might interest you. Let's go ahead and dive right in. ACF 6.0 is released. WebP pulled from 6.x core releases. Syed Balki makes an interesting prediction about the future of WordPress. And Matt Cromwell launched the WP Product Shop Talk Twitter space. Subscribe to the WP Minute as this show will be exclusively syndicated through our podcast feed. Thanks to all of the members who shared these links today. Eric Karkovac, Daniel Schutzmith, Raquel Landefeld, Cameron Jones, Birgit Pauli Hack, Michelle Frechette, Angela Bowman. I did that all in one take without any errors. Thanks, everybody. And thanks to you, dear listener, for tuning in to your favorite 5 minutes of WordPress news every Wednesday. It's Friday. You can support independent content like this by purchasing us a digital coffee at buymeacoffee.com/MattReport or join the Link Squad membership. That's a Slack channel for $79 a year to support the show and become a producer of the WP Minute. That's it for today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please share it wherever you do social media. Jump on the mailing list at, you guessed it, thewpminute.com.